would have expected. Perhaps he had never really loved her. Certainly not as he loved Catti Bree. But he had cared for her, and deeply. She was at peace, he hoped. At long last, perhaps Dahlia had found peace. And Entreri's last words to him rang in his head and in his heart. He wished that the man was leaving with them, out of this place and back to their own place. But Drizzt took heart, confident in this one's skill and resourcefulness, certain that he would see Artemis Entreri again. Epilogue.
The wondrous things I have witnessed, Gromph Véanry heard in his mind,
and the thought had been offered with excitement. That alone alerted the Archmage that something tremendous indeed had occurred, for when had he ever known an Illithid to show excitement? He felt a further communication, a request that he go to Methil with all haste and with the Matron Mother. Normally, the Archmage would have ignored such a request, but the excitement in Methil's thoughts had surely intrigued him. Within a short while, he and Quenthil joined the Illithid in the anteroom of the Primordial Chamber.
"My elemental?"
he asked at once with surprise and alarm.
"Where is the guard?"
"Destroyed,"
Methil replied in his watery voice. The Mind Flayer's tentacles waved toward the archway and the bridge beyond, motioning them out. The Matron Mother was no less alarmed and surely more horrified when she crossed through the steam and mist to witness the defilement of the chapel. One jade spider was missing, the other lying inverted and quite destroyed back the other way by the tunnel to the forge. And most of the webs were gone, the floor beneath the remaining strands littered with the crispy bodies of scores of burned spiders.
"What is this sacrilege?"
Matron Mother Quenthil demanded, and Gromph looked to Methil for an explanation.
"The Battle of Gods,"
Gromph answered his sister a moment later, his voice full of incredulity. He lifted his gaze above the altar stone to the missing centerpiece of this sacred chapel.
"The Darthir sacrifice," he mumbled.
Both he and Quenthil looked to the cave-in as Methil telepathically relayed the images of the last moments of the battle. The Illithid started for the pile, the other two in tow. He held up one arm to Gromph, who joined hands with the creature. Gromph nodded as Methil silently explained.
"What is it?"
Matron Mother Quenthil demanded. Gromph offered her his hand.
"Come," he bade her.
Quenthil hesitated, looking at him and particularly at that strange mind flayer suspiciously. When Gromph didn't retract his offered hand, though, she took it, and immediately she felt strange, lighter.
"Whatever you do, do not let go,"
Gromph solemnly warned as Methil led the way to the pile and into it. Quenthil did well not to cry out in revulsion and fear, as her less-than-corporeal form slipped through the stones and dirt. Not between them, as a priestess or mage might do with some wraith-form spell, but through them, as if her own corporality and that of the stones had somehow moved into different dimensions. She could feel the stones slipping through her, and it was not a comfortable sensation. When they came into an open area past the pile, the closed chamber was too dark even for drow low-light vision. With a few words and a wave of his hand, Gromph created a muted red light. They were about halfway along the tunnel, the Archmage estimated, glancing at his magically created metal wall a bit farther along.
"What is that?"
he heard the Matron Mother say, and he looked back to see that Methil had collected something in their strange journey.
"The Darthir's staff,"
Gromph said, taking Koza's needle then handing it to his sister. Methil pointed down at the rubble pile and waggled his tentacles, the emanating psionic magic, pushing a few small stones aside to reveal a foot, delicate and light-skinned, the foot of a Darthir woman.
"She is dead, then,"
the Matron Mother stated flatly, for clearly Dahlia had been buried under tons of stone. But a moment later, Gromph began to chuckle. and he and his sister watched as Methil became nearly translucent once more, then reached down and grabbed Dahlia's foot, sharing the psionic state with her. Illithids were not physically strong creatures, but Dahlia slid easily out from under the pile. In that moment, she simply did not exist in the same dimension as the crushing stones. Methil left her lying on the ground when he and Dahlia came back fully to their material state, and the Darthir did not stir in the least, and indeed seemed quite dead. But Methil knew better, and he explained it to Gromph and to Quenthel.
"Strange are the powers of these creatures of the mind," Gromph remarked. "Often I am reminded to be glad that Matron Mother Evanel destroyed House Oblodra."
Quenthel could only shake her head and mutter.
"Kinetic barrier?
Without any understanding of the psionic Dwyamer at all."
"Come and be quick," Gromph said suddenly.
He grabbed Dahlia's hand and held out his other one for Quenthel, who took it, then shuddered in revulsion as she grabbed hold of Methil's offered hand as well. A few moments later they stood by the altar, Dahlia lying atop it, the red veins in the stone seeming to pulse with life.
"Stay back," Gromph warned his sister. "When she awakens, she must release the held energy of the cave-in, residing now in Methil's offered psionic protection."
"Awakens?"
the matron mother said, at a loss.
"Release?"
Even as she spoke, Dahlia's eyes popped open and she jerked suddenly, her back arching so violently that she was lifted up into the air. As her physical form separated from the altar stone, they could see that she was still connected by a wall of black energy, pulsing with red lines of power rushing into the stone. The primordial chamber shook once more, the altar taking in the force and seeming as if it grew stronger in doing so. Dahlia fell back down hard. She looked at them, but distantly, clearly dazed, and Methil fell over her, his tentacles wriggling up her nose and around her skull as he joined with her once more. The Illithid telepathically shared his understanding and Dahlia's thoughts with Gromph and Quenthel.
"Back to the anteroom,"
Matron Mother Quenthel instructed as she sorted it all out.
"Let us await the arrival of Matron Xerith."
And indeed, she was smiling as she made that proclamation, and Gromph could only shake his head at how this struggle of the goddesses continued to play out. When they got into the anteroom, Methil still connected to Dahlia, who walked zombie-like, her eyes empty. Gromph created an extra-dimensional mansion that the Baenri nobles and their blessed guest might relax in proper security and comfort to await the arrival.